haven't seen anything yet, trust me. You know what's remarkable is all these articles that I read where they say storms are getting more frequent and more intense. No, they're not. Anybody can go look at the NOAA statistics. You can go back and you got a thing called Google, and this, before they change everything on you and insert false information, you can go back and look. You can look at World Book Encyclopedia. You know, you still got some of those. Use those. Storms are not getting more intense. The most intense decade on record, and again, records haven't been kept that long. The 1970s for tornadoes, the 1950s for hurricanes. The deadliest hurricane in American history was 1900. This notion that somehow storms are becoming more frequent and more intense and so on and so forth just isn't true. Wildfires are worse now than they ever were. Not true. In 1871, there was a fire that burned in Michigan, my home state, burned more than 1 million acres in a single day. The Peshtigo fire up in Wisconsin, 8,000 people died in a single day from a wildfire. So to suggest that wildfires are worse today and more damaging than they've ever been, it's false. The suggestion that hurricanes are more powerful than they've ever been is false. Camille still has the record here in America, 190-mile-an-hour plus sustained winds when Camille came on shore in 1969. And, of course, Galveston, 12,000 people died in 1900 from a hurricane. So storms have always been intense and storms have always been deadly. The difference now is we have 335 million Americans. We've built homes and businesses in places that they didn't exist previously. So let's be honest about what's actually happening. More Americans now in harm's way. You go to places in California where they haven't allowed fires to burn for decades, and then a wildfire starts, and guess what? There's a whole lot of fuel on the ground, and it burns. And it burns quickly because it's tinder dry. Then you build houses in places that are prone to mudslides, and you wonder why houses get crushed under mudslides. Well, gee, I don't know. Maybe because it rains here every year, and the ground is unstable when it rains like that, and you get a thing that's called mudslides. Just a thought. I just have a moment, you know. So you put yourself in harm's way and then complain that you're in harm's way. Well, I've got an idea. We don't have mudslides, tsunamis, hurricanes, or earthquakes in Michigan. Come join us. Love to have you. By the way, let's look at some of the things that were said. I'll have to share it with you because basically nobody watched the CNN Climate Change Town Hall Scare Fest, this propaganda program that ran a couple of days ago. I'm going to share a couple of clips for you because nobody watched it. In fact, it came in dead last, absolutely dead last in the ratings for cable news. I mean, it's a familiar place for CNN, I'll give you that. CNN is a cellar dweller. They get it. They like being there. That's why they keep people like Jim Acosta and Brian Stetler and Stelter, whatever that little round guy's name is. At any rate, here's something for you from Mayor Pete. He says, if you're still eating hamburgers and using straws, you are part of the problem. Bite number one. Go.
We can rise to meet this and be proud of it. That's part of what my climate plan is about. It's not only about all of the things we've got to do technologically and with regulation and so on. It's about summoning the energies of this country to do something unbelievably hard. If you look at the moments when this country rose to a major challenge, overcoming the Great Depression, winning World War II, going to the moon, it required something out of all of us. And I think we could be standing taller. See, right now we're in a mode where we're thinking about it mostly through the perspective of guilt, from using a straw to eating a burger. Am I part of the problem? And in a certain way, yes, but the most exciting thing is that we can all be part of the solution.
I think I'll have a burger for lunch. Who's with me? I'll have a double cheeseburger with bacon. Yowza. And what do they call that at In-N-Out? A double-double. How about a double-double? I know, New York. We're going to outlaw In-N-Out Burgers. We're going to outlaw Wendy's and McDonald's and Burger King because you are the problem. You evil, burger-making, French fry-slathering slobs. It's your fault. But I digress. Bobby O'Rourke, you remember him. They used to call him Beto or Beta or something like that. He's also talking about the Green New Deal. He loves it. He loves the Green New Deal, does Beto, little Bobby O'Rourke. Here he is, bite number two, behind curtain number two. Go.
I love the framing of the Green New Deal. It uses some of the language that we might associate with the way that we met the response of Nazi Germany in World War II. All of this country coming together with a singular focus of making sure that we overcome what was at that time an existential threat to this country and to our democracy. And by the way, lifting millions of people out of poverty and creating what was at the time the world's greatest middle class, creating the world's greatest country in the process. We call them now the greatest generation. That could be our opportunity right here in 2019 and in this election that we'll decide in 2020. I know Americans are up to the challenge because I've been listening to Americans all across this country. We just need leadership that reflects that opportunity, that ambition, our aspirations, and the hard work, the commitment, and the ingenuity that we'll bring to that to get it done. I want to be the president who achieves that for America.
What do you think are in his meds? Seriously, what kind of concoction is in his morning brew? Oh, Bobby. Here's what I'm going to say. Americans may not be up to the challenge of giving up bacon and burgers and everything else, and we're not going to walk to the store, Bobby. And this whole, you know, thing that you do about flailing around all the time, it's really quite something. And frankly, you wear me out. But I think we can do this if we get together and we can just ignore Bobby O'Rourke from this point forward, because I've had, frankly, enough. Just thought I'd get that off my chest on a Friday. All right, then. At any rate, now you've got a sampling. And trust me, it's all of the Democrats. It's not just these fools. It's all of them now that are out there parading around wanting to be president, pandering it to the far hard left. Pandering to the alt-left, hoping they can get a few votes from the vegan community, which, by the way, if you're a vegan, you have a higher risk of stroke. Big new study out. Vegans and vegetarians, much higher rate of stroke than the meat eaters. I'm not going to lose my mind. I'm going to have a steak. Excellent. Excellent. Friday on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.